WBGO commentator Mildred Antonar is upset that during the coronavirus pandemic, women are getting the worst of it in several ways.
How has 2020 been treating you? Yes, I know. It's been that bad and worse. Personally, I know three people who have died from COVID-19. It's been a physical and emotional challenge, to say the least. But whenever this pandemic ends, and it will end at some point, one thing is for sure. The world will never be the same after this crisis. COVID-19 has forced us to slow down, to do self-examination, to think about what needs tending to in our lives. It's also put a magnifying glass on what needs attention in our society, particularly in our social, educational, and political system, and also our economic system. And one of the most persistent social issues is discrimination against women. I'm afraid that the social and economic residual effects of COVID-19 could set women back several decades. Worldwide, women make up 67% of the essential workers in the health field, and they are putting their health at risk on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic every day. Women around the world already shoulder the hardship of unpaid and low-wage labor. Additionally, the long-term negative effects that COVID-19 could bring might make matters far worse for women. For example, the worldwide rise in domestic violence cases is linked to COVID-19, where women are restricted to stay at home in situations where their lives might be in danger. On the economic front, a recent Bloomberg report says that the numbers could be even far worse for Black and Hispanic women. The numbers say that more than 10% of Black and Hispanic women remain unemployed during the public health crisis, and it's unknown what the future may hold. And while virtual work has allowed some women to be flexible, ironically, the childcare industry itself, which is primarily run by women, has been derailed by virus-mandated closures. And though working from home has helped some women with work-life balance, it has a major drawback when it comes to promotions and raises. Another reason why women may be more impacted post-pandemic is that many already earn less money than their male counterparts due to the persistent gender wage gap. And because the COVID-19 virus has reduced primary school education to virtual learning, the people most likely to stay at home with the children, well, they're still women. There's no doubt that the pandemic threatens to wipe out the progress of women who are moving up in the workforce. And with all of the upheaval that's been going on in the world in this very historic and challenging year, I'm afraid that we may be forced to go back to square one and fight for those same human rights all over again. I'm Mildred Antonor.
Mildred Antonor is a professor and the author of the memoir, The Gladioli Are Invisible.